Okay, Chevra, we're up to Yerideyasim and Sadiches if Beis, where the din is if you have min b'mino, which is nishbach, and you're not sure if you have shishim or not, so that's considered a suffix derabbanan lahakel, and hasverno senes that it's going to be okay, suffix derabbanan lahakel. However, if I have min b'she'in o'mino, and it's nishbach, I'm not sure if I have shishim, so in that case we pass in that it is a suffix d'oraisa, and therefore you have to be Machmir. Now this svara, why it's called a suffik d'oraisa, is based on the most important principle in Torah Uvis, called Tam Ke'ikar. Tam Ke'ikar, right? Remember Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen speaking about Tam Ke'ikar, but she didn't do anything. Why should you kick her? But okay, whatever, that's Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen jokes. But Tam Ke'ikar, we paskin, is a din d'oraisa. Although this is a huge topic in Rishonim, and if it is d'oraisa, what are the parameters of it? So I'd like to just spend a little bit of time focusing on the sugya of Tam Ke'ikar to get a sense of where it's coming from. Honestly, if you look in the Bi'ur HaGra over here in Ois Ches, so the Gra tells us that we're going with the Rabbeinu Tam Shita, as opposed to the Reb Chaim, as opposed to the Ravid, as opposed to Rashi, right? The Gra kind of in four lines gives you the whole sugya, but it will take us a full shiur to do what the Gra does in four lines. So let's start. The basic starting point, I'd say the most logical starting point for the sugya of Tam Ke'ikar is Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Zayin Omer Aleph. Reb Avohu quotes from Reb Yochanan that if you have Tama Uma Masho, which equals Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras, so then you get Malkus. Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras gets Malkus. Tamo Verloma Masho is Aser, and there is no Malkus. Right? That's what the Gemara says. Tama Uma Masho equals Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras, then there is Malkus. Tamo Verloma Masho, there is no Malkus. Rashi, in a number of places, but primarily Chulin Sadiches and here in Avodah Zarah, Rashi tells us that the reason why Tamo Vloma Masho doesn't get Malkus is because Tamo Vloma Masho is Aser Midrabanan. For Rashi, the din of Tam Ke'ikar is Aser Midrabanan. But then Rashi is bothered by the Kasha, the Gemara in Psachim, let's say, on Memdalet. The Gemara derived Tamo Veloma Masho, or Tam Ke'ikar, the Gemara derives that from Mishras. The din is that a Nazir is not allowed to have grapes and wine, but let's say you have some bread that absorbs some wine, so that's called Mishras Anovim Lo Yochal, so that proves the din of Tam Ke'ikar is up the Gemara. It sounds like that's a din d'oraisa. Right, the Gemara also learns from Giulei Akum that it's a din da'irai. So l'chaora, the fact that the Torah says after Mochemes Midyan that we have to kasher the kalim, that indicates that there is a din da'irai of Tam Ke'ikar. So Rashi is going to say, all those psukim, all those Gemaras, asmachta ba'alma. No, that's what Rashi says. Now you recognize the difficulty in Rashi. Right, he's saying it's asmachta ba'alma, even though the Gemara in Psachim is saying if you hold from Mishras, what do you do with Giyolei Akim? Right, the Gemara is like assuming it's real limudim, but for Rashi that doesn't stop him. Rashi says Tam Ke'ikar is a din d'rabbanan ad kan devarav, and according to Rashi everything is grand. Now I should point out that if you look in the Badei HaShulchan on page Yotes in the Be'urim, the Badei HaShulchan quotes from one of the Achrayim, I forgot who, that even if you hold Tam Ke'ikar is d'rabbanan, still, in the case of Nishbach, you have to be Machmir. Right? In other words, that the din in Shulchan Aruch could be that Tam Ke'ikar is d'rabbanan, and nonetheless, by Mim B'she'in Aymina, you have to be Machmir. And he says, the Cheshbin, that's going to be like Mizal Zelbi Isurim. Since in theory, you could taste the Isser, and in theory, I guess you could have a Goy come and taste it for you and figure out if there's Nesinus Tam or not. So if you want to, so therefore, even if the din is d'rabbanan, nonetheless you have to be machmir, right? In other words, by min b'minai, where it's not shaykh to taste it, So therefore, I could be make on nishbach. But by min b'she'eno mino, even if it's midrabanan, right, you still can't be make on. Now that Balei HaShulchan, would change all of Judaism. Because we're assuming that the din of Tam Ke'ikr is a din do'ei raisa, and that's why I have to be machmir on the nishbach. The Balei HaShulchan is like totally changing everything, no? That even though it's the Rabbanan, can I ask you to just open the window, please, before we die? the Balei HaShulchan is mamish. Shkoyach, it's mamish pekoach nefesh, right? The Balei HaShulchan is saying that even if Tam Ke'ikr is the Rabbanan, still you have to be machmir. That's already, I'd say, a collector's item. Okay, so nachzor levidan. Shitas Rashi, based on the Gemara on Samach Zayin of Avodah Zorah, is a tam of lo mamasho, ein lokin olav. Ein lokin olav means it's derabbanan. The Rabbeinu Tam has the most extreme shita in the other direction. There's a number of places where the Rabbeinu Tam appears. I happen to find that the Rush is easier to read than the various versions of Taisus. The Rush in Perek Zayin, Simin, Lamed Aleph of Chulin is just, I don't know, I always find this, that the Rush is easier to read. Maybe it's like the Maharal of Prague felt that the Rush should have been printed on the daf of the Gemara instead of the Taisvis, and that would have helped learning. But the Rush in Perek Zayin, Simin, Lamed Aleph quotes that Rabbeinu Tam Frecht, Rabbeinu Tam asks many kashas on Shitas Rashi, and ultimately Rabbeinu Tam comes along, and Rabbeinu Tam says that Tam Ke'ikr is a din d'oraisa. Not only is Tam Ke'ikr a din d'oraisa, but Tam Ke'ikr is transformative. Meaning, if I have some chelev, let's say, that gives Tam into noodles, so Tam Ke'ikr as being transformative would mean that I get malchus if I eat a kezias of the noodles. The noodles become chelev.
Is it like chanan?
It is like chanan, l'cha'ira. And we'll talk probably next time we learn about Rav Soloveitchik's mahalach that it's not like chanan, but l'cha'ura, in the technical sense, it's exactly like chanan b'sha'ari surim. And the Rabbeinu Tam is saying that Tam Ke'ikr means that I transform those noodles and the noodles now become chelev. That means if I eat a kezias of noodles, I get malchus. But I'll say better than that. If I eat a kezias of noodles that have the flavor of chelev in it, I get chi of kares. No? Because chelev is a chi of kares. For the Rabbeinu Tam, Tam Ke'ikr is mamish transformative. Right? Listen to his Lashon, the way the Rush quotes it. Dekevon shenosan ha'isr tam beheter, nepach kuloi lios isr, v'lokin olav b'kezayis ki'ilu heve kulo isr. And afilu l'kula, as in basa taima, and I'm fulfill the mitzvah of matzah b'isas ha'orez, etc. And we learn Tam Ke'ikr from Mishras or from Ge'ulei Akum. For Rabbeinu Tam, it doesn't matter what the makar of Tam Ke'ikr is. Whether Mishras or Ge'ulei Akum, it doesn't matter. You're still going to get Malchus. We'll explain why in a few minutes. And it is mamish transformative ad kan divrei Rabbeinu Tam. So that's already wild. Now Rabbeinu Tam has to obviously kvetch within the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Because if the Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells me Taimo Veloma Moshe doesn't get Malchus, we have to ask, according to Rabbeinu Tam, why is there no Malchus? So Rabbeinu Tam has to stand on his head and be dochek that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, so you're talking about min b'mino. You're talking about min b'mino. So if I have min b'mino, taimo uma moshoi, because I feel that Achilles Press gets Malchus and min b'mino, min b'mino, taimo veloma moshoi, right, does not get Malchus. Right? If it, again, it's min b'mino. We're only talking about min b'mino according to Rabbeinu Tam. The whole Gemara in Avodah Zarah Samazayin is about min b'mino. If I have kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, malchus. No kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, so min b'mino, no malchus, ad kan, that's the Rabbeinu Tam. Obviously, it's a little dachuk also, because the word tam doesn't sound like we're talking about min b'minay, but we have to use our creativity. If it would have been eino mino, is there enough that be no sin tam? That's the way the Rabbeinu Tam learns. Okay, right? So Rabbeinu Tam is actually a good way to remember. Rabbeinu Tam holds that tam is d'oraisa. Got it? Fine. Now, I should say, that the Rabbeinu Tam over here is found in the Sefer HaYashar. Rabbeinu Tam is also quoted by different Rishonim, and sometimes the Rishonim quote the Rabbeinu Tam differently than the Rabbeinu Tam that we seem to have. A case in point, for example, is the Tur by us. The Tur by us writes that according to the Rabbeinu Tam, if you have kizayis bichdei achilas pras, so then you'll say tam ke'ikar and you get malchus. If you don't have kizayis bichdei achilas pras, it still is an isidoi raisa, but there's no malchus. Now that would be a nicer read in the Gemara, but that is not the Rabbeinu Tam the way we have it. The way we have it, Rabbeinu Tam would say that there's malchus even if you have less than kezayis of iser b'chdei achilas pras. The shita that when I have kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, so then I say tam ke'iker and I get malchus. Pachos mit kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, I say tam ke'iker, but there's no malchus. That we call the shita of the Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen. Right? The Rosh in Perek Zion, Siman Laman Av, quotes this to the Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen. Taisus and Sadi Tes in Chulin quotes this shita also. He doesn't name the shita. But Lecha Ora, this is different than the Rabbeinu Tam, so much so that the Gra writes, right, the last lines of the Gra in Sifkat in Ches is Ta'os Sofer Betur, Shekasa Rabbeinu Tam, Betzar Koloma Reb Chaim Kohen. Right? The Gra doesn't hold any punches. He says, Tol Sofer. Right? It's a mistake. Right? That basically, we have the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Pashtus is that Rabbeinu Tam holds complete transformation. There's actually a third version of the Rabbeinu Tam that's found in the Ritva. If you look in Rabbi Eliyav Sefer, but Bekitzur HaMa'aseh, we will call the Rabbeinu Tam the Shita, the Tam Ke'ikar is transformative no matter what. Whenever there is Tam, it transforms it. Malchus, Ad Kan. The Reb Chaim Kohen is a little interesting, no? Because Reb Chaim Kohen says Azoy. He says, if I have a Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras, let's say I'm cooking Chelev with noodles. And I'm cooking a kezayis of chaylev with what's a pras? A pras is, let's say, 6 beitzim or 8 beitzim. It's machlekes Rashi and Rambam what a pras is, no? In Hilchos Eruvin. But I'm cooking a kezayis of chaylev in the pot of noodles. So one kezayis of chaylev and, let's say, 6 beitzim of noodles. So according to the Reb Chaim Kohen, in that situation, I get malchus if I eat a kezayis of noodles. But if I eat less than a kezayis of noodles, right, I get an iser d'oraisa, but no malchus. Similarly, for Reb Chaim Kohen, let's say I have less than a kezayis of chaylev in that pot, and I cook it in my 6 beitzim of noodles. So in that case, I won't get malchus if I eat a kezayis of noodles. What Reb Chaim Kohen is saying is twofold. In order to say that there is malchus on kezayis, in order to say there's malchus on tam ke'ikar, you need a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. Even though there is going to be nesinas tam with pachais mikezayis of iser, there's not going to be malchus. Now, l'cha'ora, what Reb Chaim Kohen means is azoy. And our dear beloved friend explains like this, that, right, that what Reb Chaim Kohen means is that in order to say tam ke'ikar, to give you malchus, you need what we'd call an iser choshev. Tam alone is not considered choshev to generate malchus. But when I have a chunk of tam, when I have a chunk of iser that is generating the tam, so I have chashivos of it, of the kezayis b'chdei achilas press, then there's malchus. That's the Reb Chaim Cohen's shita. No? Now, this idea that tam alone does not generate malchus, you need chashivos, we see bigadol, the same type of idea that we'll talk about next time we learn the Mirat Hashem, in the shita of the Taz. The Taz says that to apply the din of tam ke'ikr, you need a chashiv tam, which means a very significant change in the flavor. If the flavor is discernible, according to the Taz, that is not called tam ke'ikr. Because tam ke'ikr requires a certain chashivus. Now, the Taz is saying the svar of chashivus in the qualitative way. The Reb Chaim Cohen is saying the svar of chashivus in the quantitative way. But l'chachora, they're both getting at the same svara. We'll talk about this next time. For the Taz, if I have a huge difference in the tam, let's say I have mamish chaylev and noodles. It's a big difference because the noodles are pretty bland, the chaylev is very noticeable. Then I'll say tam ke'ikr. But if I have a weaker sort of tam, a tam, you know, of an iser that's not as strong of a flavor, or the difference between A and B is not so big, so the kahayyavna for the taz is no din of tam ke'ikr. That's a very similar idea based on chashivas, but unlike the Reb Chaim Cohen, who's using it in a quantitative way, the Taz is saying it in a qualitative way. Hold that, put it in your pipes, right? And we'll discuss it Mirat Hashem more tomorrow. Guys should learn for tomorrow also the Shach and the Taz in the Kuntres Achron and Daf Acharon, no? In the back of the Shulchan Aruch, the Shach and the Taz go back and forth, Kuntres Achron, Daf Achron, and that's going to be very necessary to understand the Ramah, who says Basar Shema, right? So that Taz and Shach over there will be very relevant. And look also in the Shach and Taz and Sifkat and Aleph about Chilev B'Basar. No? Is Chilev B'Basar considered Min B'Minoi, Min B'She'inoi Minoi? That's already going to be relevant, but these are coming attractions. So Nachzor L'Didan. So far we have three Shittos, no? Rashi Tam Kikus D'Rabban, Rabbeinu Tam Ho Tam Kikus D'Iraisa Mamash transformative. Reb Chaim Cohen, who says Tam Kikus is transformative, providing you have a trigger amount of Tam, right? You need because that's Bechdei Achilas Pras, then it's transformative. If you don't have a trigger amount, so then it is not transformative. But according to Reb Chaim Cohen, if I don't have a trigger amount, L'cha'ayra, it still is Asr Min HaTayra, based on the din of Chatzi Shir Asr Tayra. This idea is found often. It's found beferish in the Rashba, in the Torah Habayis, Yudam Ebe is going over to Yud Aleph Amad Aleph, that if I don't have the Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras, according to the Reb Chaim Cohen. Now, I should point out that the Rashba doesn't use the name Reb Chaim Cohen, but we know the exact same sheet as Reb Chaim Cohen in the Rush, but Hayotze, right, he says that it will be it will be a din of Chatzi Shir Do'iraisa. Now, this is already interesting within the Lomdus of Chatzi Shir. If you look in the Badei HaShulchan Sifkot and Chof Aleph, he points out that there's a fundamental machlokas. He quotes it as a machlokas ha'achronim, but we'll say that's a machlokas ha'rishonim, but what we call Chatzi Shir b'ta'aroves, no? The classical case of Chatzi Shir is the Torah says in order to violate an Isser, I have to eat a full shir. I have to eat a kezayis, let's say, of chaylev. Chatzi Shir means I eat a chunk of chaylev, but it's not a full kezayis, it's half a kezayis. But let's say the chaylev is mixed into other stuff. Is that going to be Chatzi Shir? One could argue that the lumdus of Chatzi Shir is a lumdus called achshavei, no? The din of achshavei means that although Pachos Mikashir usually doesn't have chashivas, but if I decide to eat it, I'm giving it chashivas. It's subjective chashivas rather than objective chashivas. Right? That's what achshavei means. If I look at the sugyas at the end of Makkos, the sugyas in the third pek of Shavuos, regarding achshavei, achshavei means I'm giving it chashivas. Now, one could argue that achshave is an irrelevant concept when it's ayudei tarovis. Because if it's ayudei tarovis, so mehechatesi, I want to eat the chalev. I want to eat noodles. I don't want to eat chalev. So why would there be a din of chatishir asra taira for the Reb Chaim Cohen? Elamai, you see that Reb Chaim Cohen holds that there is a din of chatishir even b'ta'aroves, and chatishir l'cha'ira is not a din of achshave per se, but chatishir is that the Torah says chatishir is asr. Not out achshave, just gezeras hakosov, kol chaylev, whatever it is. Did we speak about chatishir once? I don't... Yeah, I think we spoke about it. In Kuftes, a little bit, right?
Kuftes, did it also with the first year, yeah. And after the Chatzishir is in the Sakha, Siog, we have a Siog,
Yeah. Okay, so we spoke about it. I mean, I mamish have no memory, like, what I say where. But, so that's the din of Chatzishir B'Taruvis, according to the, according to Reb Chaim Cohen. Now, Rabbi Nutam would say that a chati share of Isser l'cha'ira should become a full share of Isser automatically, no? The transformative nature of Tam Ke'ikar is even if I have a tiny amount of chaylev in it, but ultimately tastes like chaylev, it mamish transforms it, and it's not called the chati share. So the Chazanish asks on the Rabbeinu Tam, l'chari then the Rabbeinu Tam is against the Gemara. The Gemara speaks about chati zayis of tarba that falls into a dikula. If I have a chati share of chaylev that falls into a basket with some other food. So the Gemara says that there's a svara that maybe should be batel b'shloshim rather than batel b'shishim. L'chora, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that makes no sense for the Chazon Ish. Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, that the din of Tam Ke'ikar is mamish transformation. So even the chatzi shir could transform it, and there's no svara why it should be batel b'shloshim rather than batel b'shishim. No? So the Chazon Ish asks this kasha, it's a strong kasha, but the Chazon Ish holds that there's no such thing as the Rabbi Tam holds that there's a transformative nature of Tam Ke'ikar, and the Chaora, we have to balance that with the Gemara on Sadi Ches, and that's the Chazon Ish's kasha. We have a Rambam. The Rambam is interesting, no? The Rambam participles of Halacha Gimel. Zok the Rambam, that if I have a Kizayis Bichdei Achilas Pras, I get Malkus. If I eat a Kizayis Bichdei Achilas Pras. If I have less than a Kizayis Bichdei Achilas Pras, so then, you get an impression from the Rambam, it's the Rabbanan. Now, this is already a very interesting idea. The Rambam is different than the Reb Chaim Cohen. The Rambam says that there's no such thing as transformative notion of Tam Ke'ikar. But according to Chaim Cohen, when I have kizayis of the achilas pras, and I eat a kizayis of the noodles, I get malchus. But according to the Rambam, I'm only going to get malchus if I eat kizayis of the achilas pras. In other words, I have to eat all six beitzim, which contains a kizayis of chaylev, then I get malchus for the Rambam, no? Hafos with kizayis of the achilas pras, for the Rambam is derabbanan, meaning I'm not going to say it's aser out chatzi shir, because the Rambam Chaora holds that there's no such thing as chatzi shir b'taruvus. Now, the Beis Yosef puts Rashi and the Rambam together. The Beis Yosef assumes that the Rambam fundamentally holds that Tam Ke'ikar is dirabonan. However, when I have kizayis bichdei achilas pras, that's not called tam ke'ikar, that's called taimo umamashal. The Beis Yosef is saying that Rashi and the Rambam are the same.
That the Rambam holds Tam Pinchas de Rabbanan,
and that's why, right? If I have Pochos Mikdezayis B'Kleyachilas Pras, there's no Malkus, because it's de Rabbanan, very similar to Rashi. But when I have Kezayis B'Kleyachilas Pras, if I eat the full Pras, I get Malkus, because that's not Tam Pinchas. That's time of Uma Mashai. That's Samach Zayin Omer Aleph in Avodah Zarah, not Samach Zayin Omer Beis.
That's the way the Beis Yosef takes the Rambam.
Reb Chaim B'Sifro HaGadol has a totally different take on the Rambam. Reb Chaim feels that the Rambam is saying Tam Ke'ikr when you have Kizayis B'Tei Achilas Press. But it's not a transformative type of Tam Ke'ikr. It's a different type of Tam Ke'ikr. Now, it is meduyak in the Rambam that even in the case when I have Kizayis B'tei Achilas Press and I eat the whole thing, I am not going to be Chayiv Karis. Even though I'm talking about Chaylev and noodles, no? I'm not going to be Chayiv Karis on eating the Chaylev. That would lead in the direction that it's considered a din of Tam Ke'ikr, like Reb Chaim says, not that it's a din of Taimo Uma Moshoi, like the Beis Yosef says. Because if I view it like it's Taimo Uma Mosho, so then Mecha'ura, I should be Chayiv Kareis also. Now again, how exactly we parse the Shita of the Rambam is a big issue. At first glance, the Rambam would sound most like the Reb Chaim Cohen, because they're both talking in terms of Kizayis B'Tei Achilas Pras, but it's clear that the Rambam and Reb Chaim Cohen are saying very different things. After the Reb Chaim Cohen again, this transformative Tam Ke'ikr, when they have Kizayis B'Tei Achilas Pras, the Rambam never holds a transformative Tam Ke'ikr. Let's go on. So far, we have now four shittas, no? Again, the Beis Yosef assumes that Rashi and the Rambam are the same, and therefore it's really three shittas. But we can argue that Rashi and the Rambam are very different. If you look at Rashi, you know, well, there are some Zayin on the days. Rashi says that Taimai v'lo mamosho means when the Isser is Nimuach. Right? Meaning, according to Rashi, if I have a tarotus of Lach Belach, so then there's not going to be Malchus. The only time there's Malchus is when it's Taimo Uma Masho, which means a tarotus of Yavish B'Yavish, according to Rashi. That is very different than the Beis Yosef's take that Rashi and the Rambam are the same. According to the Beis Yosef, that Rashi and the Rambam are the same, what emerges is that when they have a desire for Tei Achilas Pras, so that's called Mamoshas of the Isser. And even if it's an Isser Lach for the Beis Yosef, that's Mamoshas of the Isser, and that would generate Malchus. But Rashi would say, no. When you have a Lach, that's called time over low mamosho by definition. Look at the Rashi, some Zayim on the Beis. It's mamish miduyak that Rashi holds a taimo below mamosho is when the iser is a lach befeish, which is against the Beis Yosef, who's equating Rashi and the Rambam. Let's go weiter. There is another shita, or two other shitas that we should discuss. No. So far we have four, right? Again, four that might be three, four that might be four, but we have Rashi, Rabbi Nutan, Reb Chaim Cohen, Rambam. Next sheet is the Raivid. This Raivid is not really found in the Hasagas, but the Raivid is found in the Sefer Isser Mashahu of the Raivid, which if you want to see, I photocopied the whole Sefer by my Makom. I have it in the back of my notebook. And the Raivid is quoted in the Rashba in the Teres Habayis in Yoram and Beis in Shar Dawad. But the Raivid says that Tam Ke'ikr is Aser Min HaTorah, But nonetheless, there's no malchus on time ke'ikar, because time ke'ikar is an iser essay. It's an iser essay. What do you mean by iser essay? Actually, no, I said it backwards. The Ravid holds that there's no malchus on time ke'ikar, because ein einshin min hadin. The iser essay would be the remake or lengthens. We'll say the Ravid first. The Ravid says that there's no malchus on time ke'ikar, because ein einshin min hadin. If the source of time ke'ikar is from Mishras, Mishras is a din by Nozir. The Gemara says that if it's true by Nozir, there's a mamotzinu to extend it to other things. However, the Ravid teaches that something that is learned from a mamotzinu does not give me malchus. Ein einshin min hadin, according to the Ravid, means even from a malotzinu, ein onshin. By the way, malotzinu, where is that in the Yud Gimel Midos of Rabbi Yishmael? Those of you who ever come on time for davening, what?
It's not there.
It's not there. Nachon.
It might be
part of Binyanav, or it might be part of Kavah Chaimer. But malotzinu shteinisht. The Ravid is saying that mamotzinu l'cha'ora is like a kal v'chomer, perhaps. And just like there's no malchus, ein unction min hadin, there's also ein unction on a mamotzinu. In Yeshiva last year, the Kolor in the Dorim, on the Avdalaram and Beis in the Dorim, the Ran develops a yisod that unction mamotzinu min hadin, no? It's clear that this Ravid dinsach. It's clear that this rabbit is disagreeing with that ram in the dark. L'cha'orah, this ma...
If one of the Shinas in the Zephyr, the Kavachayim of the Mamazina. The Mamazina was actually said the other Kavachayim.
Okay. So that's closer to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter much, as we'll explain in a minute. But the Ravid is saying that Ein Einshin the Mamazina. That we learn from Mishras, and ein onshin. Why is that? So there is a machlokus. The Maharsha in Sanhedrin says that the reason why ein onshin min hadin is because the punishment has to fit the crime, and a kal v'chomer means if din X is true on the iser kal, it certainly is true by the iser chomer. But an onesh, I might not be able to glean. Because even though the din is true, but maybe the einesh is going to be too light. Maybe the chamor is so much more chamor than the kal that you need a super duper onesh for the din ha-chamor. And therefore, ein onshin min ha-din for the Maharsha is based on the punishment has to fit the crime. That's a nice approach. But that obviously would not help by Yamamotinu. Because by mamotzinu, when we're saying the dinim are the same, so avada, there should be an onesh. However, there's another svar, right? Ein onshin min hadin. And the other svar of ein onshin min hadin, I'm just finishing share, I need one more minute, okay? Yes. The svara, the other svara of ein onshin min hadin is as follows. Rashi writes in Shabbos Kuf Lamed, and Rashi says this idea in a few other places, that Torah Sheba Ksav we can have onshin from. Torah Sheba Al Peh, there's no onshin from, no? There's onshin on Torah Sheba Ksav, not onshin on Torah Sheba Al Peh. Why is that? So Rav Shaptur quotes him a sefer of the Alter Rebbe, the Rukutei Torah, that Torah Shebiksav is always more chomer than Torah Shebal Peh. The Torah in Torah Shebiksav says ayin tachas ayin. That's very chomer. Torah Shebal Peh tells me, you know what? It means mum, and it doesn't mean you blind the guy. The Gemara at the beginning of Sukkah tells me that the halacha Moshe Sinai of Sukkah that tells me that you don't need three full mechitzos for a sukkah, but will be memayit, and two mechitzos and a little bit is enough. Now, Halacha Moshe Sinai, the Torah Sheba'al Peh, lowers the severity rather than increases it. The idea is The Torah Shema'al Peh HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nicer Torah, the kinder Torah. Torah Shema'al is the harsh Torah. In Kainam HaDevarim, so if I'm learning Tam Ke'ikr from a Mamatzinu, right? So that means that Tam Ke'ikr is fundamentally Torah Shema'al Peh, because I learned it from a Mamatzinu, so Ken Zayin is no Malkus. Because Torah Shema'al Peh never generates Malkus. Torah Shabbat Peh is kinder, gentler Torah. Therefore, there's no Malkus. Again, I said this over in a shiur a few weeks ago somewhere, and one of my Talmidim from a couple of years ago emailed me asking where the Lakutei Torah is. So I looked for it one night. I remember a Shekhtar quoted it. I can't find it at home. I can't find the Shtikl Torah in Lakutei Torah. It seems to remember something by Yikra. I have to look for it again. Maybe tonight I'll remember.
I don't know. Rakum's an interesting idea.
What?
It's a quite interesting idea.
It's not an uncommon idea among Bali Nachshava.
Rambam effectively says the same thing, but not for the same reason.
The Rambam where?
Effectively says the same thing.
Where?
Because he holds in only Malkus with Dabbat and Purush Torah.
Okay, Anachanami. In other words, if I hold there's only Malkus on Dabbat and Purush Bikra, so that's the same, that's exactly the same idea. We spoke about this all the way back when we went to Esther Hanu'ah, right? Anachanami. It's the same type of idea. We're trying over here to put it into like broader context in terms of Torah Shabbat versus Torah Shabbat Al Peh, but I have to go and pick up my kids from school, so we'll have to break now. Hence, everyone is calling me because they're very worried I'll forget the kids in school. I would never do such a thing, right? That's for sure. Okay, guys, have a good day.